The Magic Book of the Month.
Hello, I'm Paul Fear. Welcome to Magic's Book of the Month podcast. This month, we've chosen Blue Zone by Andrew Gross. When family man Ben Rabb is arrested for racketeering, he and his family join the Witness Protection Program. But when Ben goes on the run, the only person who can help him is eldest daughter Kate. And nothing's prepared her for the nightmare she's about to face. A compelling edge-of-your-seat crime thriller, Blue Zone by Andrew Gross, is Magic's Book of the Month. And here's an excerpt.
The Magic Book of the Month.
Kate barely caught the 12:10 train at Fordham Road to get back to her parents' home in Larchmont. All she had time to do was grab a few personal things and leave a cryptic message for Greg on the way. Something's happened with Ben. I'm heading up to the house. I'll let you know when I know more. It took until the train pulled away from the station for it to hit her. Just what her mother'd said. Her father had been arrested by the FBI. If she hadn't heard the panic in her voice, she'd have thought it was some kind of joke. Money laundering? Conspiracy? That was crazy. Her dad was one of the straightest shooters she knew. There was absolutely no possible way. The Metro North train rattled past the housing projects in the Bronx. Kate sank back in her seat. She was worried for him. What must he be feeling? She closed her eyes. She was the oldest by 6 years. How many times had her father told her what a special bond that created between them? Leaning against the glass, Kate thought of how many times he'd come through for her. For all of them. What the hell did you do, Daddy? Suddenly, Kate's head started to throb. She felt the familiar pressure digging into her eyes, the dryness in her throat, followed by the wave of fatigue. She dug through her bag and found her Accucheck, her blood monitor. She'd been diagnosed when she was 17, her senior year. Diabetes, type 1, the real deal. And once, she'd even fallen into a hypoglycemic coma, waking up in hospital 2 days later, attached to about a dozen monitors and tubes. It had been 6 years now, and when she opened her eyes in the hospital after 2 days in the coma, her father's had been the first face she saw. Ben will fix this, Kate knew, like he always did. He'd handle it, whatever the hell he'd done, she was sure.
The Magic Book of the Month.
Sharon sank back into her chair, her glassy gaze remote and uncomprehending. A heavy silence settled over the room. Kate stared at her dad. He looked different to her suddenly. She saw it now. There was no hiding it anymore. He knew. Every night when he walked through the door, every wonderful trip they took together, even when he held her last night and promised her that he would never go to jail, he was lying. He knew. What are you saying, Dad? Justin gaped. These people want to kill you? You saw it, Just. You saw it last night. These are dangerous people, son. He sat back down. The FBI. They don't think we can go back to a regular life. We're going to have to move away, Ben, Sharon uttered somberly, aren't we? It wasn't even a question. We're going to have to hide, like criminals. Those people out there, that's what they're here for, isn't it, Ben? They're going to take us from our home. Kate's father pressed his lips flat and nodded. I think so, Char. Tears ran down her face freely now. Take us where, Dad? Emily shouted in frustration. You mean like somewhere else around here? Another school nearby? This was her life that was suddenly being ripped from under her. I don't think so, Em, but I'm afraid you won't be able to let anyone know where you are. This is crazy, Emily screamed. I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying. You go. You're the one who did this to us. What have you done, Daddy? She tore out of the dining room, footsteps pounding on the stairs. She's right. Kate stared at her father. What have you done, Daddy?
The Magic Book of the Month.
By the time Kate left the hospital and stepped out onto First Avenue, it was dark. She'd been there all day. As she started to walk along a darkened avenue, Kate had a sense that something was wrong. Maybe it was the man stepping away from a building across from the bus stop, following a short way behind, his footsteps against the pavement, keeping pace with hers. She told herself not to look back. Kate, you're just being paranoid. This is New York. It's crowded. This happens all the time. She caught a glimpse of him in a storefront window, still behind her. She wasn't being paranoid. Not this time. Pick up your pace, she told herself. You only live a few blocks away. Now she started to run. An indistinguishable pace at first, then faster. The man picked up his pace behind her. Please, God, only a few yards more. Her fingers fumbled for her key in her bag and held herself inside, the outside doors clicking. It's over now. Thank God, this has to end. She knew. You've got to go to someone, Kate. But go to whom? Her family? Your family's gone, Kate. Face it, they're gone for good. Greg. As much as she loved him, what could they do? Just pick up and leave? The police. What do you tell them, Kate? That you've been lying to them, holding things back? It's too late. Too late for any of that now. All she wanted to do was get inside her apartment and bolt the door. The elevator rattled to a stop on 7, and she threw open the heavy outer door. Two men stood facing her. Oh, God, no. Kate backed away and tried to scream. But to what end? No one would hear her. She knew what they were there to do.
For more details of this and other great reads, visit magic.co.uk.